Monday.
Please lend me some money.
Summer of 42 is on the TV.
Well, how can I repay you?
It's okay, really.
Well, I'm going to have some coffee. Would you like some?
Sure.
Great. Sit down.
I hope this is working. We've had some technical problems on the stream, but I'm still here, and I hope this is working as audio, because I think this is just fascinating, just as pure sound. You're listening to The Chill Room here on killradio.org.
I won't make any noise.
And you're listening to The Shining by Stanley Kubrick.
Come on, Doc. He only went to bed a few hours ago. Can't you wait till later?
I won't make a sound, I promise. I'll tiptoe.
Well, all right. But really don't make a sound.
I won't, Mom.
And make sure you come right back, because I'm going to make lunch soon. Okay?
Okay, Mom.
And maybe I could drop him out.
Get my fire engine.
Come here for a minute first.
Go to sleep.
I can't. I got too much to do.
Dad?
Yes.
Do you like this hotel?
What do you mean? ever say that to you? That I would hurt you?
No, Dad.
You sure?
Yes, Dad.
I love you, Danny. I love you more than anything else in the whole world. I'll never do anything to hurt you. Never. You know that, don't you? Huh?
Yes, Dad.
Good.
I think this movie is utterly terrifying. I think that sequence with that Bartok music and with Nicholson is absolutely horrifying. You know, I see these complaints, these people bitching and moaning. They say the film is too slow. They say it's pointless. It's ridiculous. It's Razzies. It's, you know, it's the worst thing ever. I think it's absolutely terrifying, and you can watch it 1,000 times, and it'll still be terrifying.
It's okay now. Really.
Well, I dreamed that I killed you and Danny. But I didn't just kill you. I cut you up into little pieces. Oh, my God. I must be losing my mind.
Everything's gonna be all right. Come on, let's get it back to the floor. okay. It's okay. Benny, everything's okay. Just go play in your room for a while. Your dad's just got a headache. Benny, mind what I say. Go play in your room. To your neck. Danny, what happened to your neck? Huh?
Jack's reached the point where he can't do it anymore, and this is when he goes into the gold room and turns on the light.
Slow tonight, isn't it?
Yes, it is, Mr. Torrance. What'll it be?
Now, I'm awfully glad you asked me that, Lloyd, because I just happen to have 220s and 210s right here in my wallet. I was afraid they were going to be there till next April. So here's what. You slip me a bottle of bourbon, a little glass, and some ice. You can do that, can't you, Lloyd? You're not too busy, are you?
No, sir. I'm not busy at all.
Good man. You set him up and I'll knock him back, Lloyd, one by one. White man's burden, Lloyd, my man. White man's burden. Say, Lloyd, it seems I'm temporarily late. How's my credit in this joint, anyway?
Your credit's fine, Mr. Torrance.
That's swell. I like you, Lloyd. I always liked you. You were always the best of them. best goddamn bartender from Timbuktu to Portland, Maine. Or Portland, Oregon, for that matter.
Thank you for saying so.
Here's to 5 miserable months on the wagon and all the irreparable harm that it's caused me.
How are things going, Mr. Torrance?
Things could be better, Lloyd. Things could be a whole lot better.
I hope it's nothing serious.
No. Nothing serious. Just a little problem with the old sperm bank upstairs. Nothing I can't handle, though, Lloyd. Thanks.
Women can't live with them. Can't live without them.
Words of wisdom, Lloyd. Words of wisdom. I never laid a hand on him, goddammit. I didn't. I wouldn't touch one hair on his goddamn little head. I love the little son of a bitch. I'd do anything for him. Any fucking thing for him. But that bitch. As long as I live, she'll never let me forget what happened. I did hurt him once, okay? It was an accident. Completely unintentional. Could have happened to anybody. And it was 3 goddamn years ago. The little fucker had thrown all my papers all over the floor. All I tried to do was pull them up. The momentary loss of muscular coordination. Few extra foot pounds of energy per second, per second.
Now, I want to say quickly there that, you know, Jack is giving this extreme performance in the film, and the way the story goes, there would be multiple takes of every scene. And at the beginning, Jack would give perfect readings right from the top. And Kubrick would just have him keep doing it. And Kubrick would get him to go wilder and go crazier. I guess with the idea that, like, let's see how far we can go with this. And those would be the takes that Stanley used.
With us. There's a crazy woman in one of the rooms. She tried to strangle Danny.
Are you out of your fucking mind?
No. It's the truth, really. I swear it. Danny told me. He went up into one of the bedrooms. The door was open and he saw this crazy woman in the bathtub. She tried to strangle him.
Which room was it?
From Channel 10 in Miami, this is Newswatch with Glenn Rinker, Ann Bishop, and the award-winning Newswatch team.
Good evening, I'm Glenn Rinker, Newswatch 10. While Miami continues to swelter
this
in a record winter heat wave,
Dick
bringing
Halloran
temperatures
in
to the mid and upper 90s, the central and Rocky Mountain states are buried in snow. In Colorado, 10 inches of snow has fallen in just a few hours tonight. Travel in the Rockies is almost impossible. Airports are shut down, stranding thousands of passengers. Highways are blocked by snowdrifts. Railroad tracks are frozen. Officials in Colorado tell Newswatch at least three people have been killed by exposure to freezing winds. The governor of Colorado is expected tomorrow to declare a weather emergency. The National Guard might be called out to clear streets and roads. Weather forecasters predict more snow and heavy winds tonight and tomorrow, with temperatures dropping well below zero. Back here in South Florida, we've got just the opposite problem. The heat and humidity are supposed to climb. Local beaches should be jammed. Our weather expert, Walter Cronice, will have the local forecast later on Newswatch. The Miami City Commission today approved an additional $42 million for rapid transit construction. The money will be earmarked for the
I'm going to take us out of this for a couple minutes so that we can sort of relax for a second. This is Ryoji Ikeda. It's called Headphonics, and let's let it clean our senses for a couple minutes. Freud went on to say, "What interests us most in this long extract is to find that among its different shades of meaning, the word Heimlich exhibits one which is identical with its opposite, Unheimlich. What is Heimlich thus comes to be Unheimlich. In general, we are reminded that the word Heimlich is not unambiguous, but belongs to two sets of ideas which, without being contradictory, are very different. On the one hand, it means what is familiar and agreeable, and on the other, what is concealed and kept out of sight." Okay, so I'm in a fetus now. I just wanted to get my senses cleaned for a moment. Back to The Shining.
Jack?
Yes, it's me.
Oh, my God. Did you find anything?
No, nothing at all. See one goddamn thing.
You went into the room Danny said? To 237?
Yes, I did.
And you didn't see anything at all?
Absolutely nothing. How is he?
He's still asleep.
Good. I'm sure he'll be himself again in the morning.
Well, are you sure it was the right room? I mean, maybe Danny made a mistake.
He must have gone in that room. The door was open, the lights were on.
I just don't understand. What about those bruises on his neck? Somebody did that to him.
Of what happened, there is no other explanation, is there? It wouldn't be that different from the episode that he had
before we came up here, would it?
Jack, whatever the explanation is, I think we have to get Danny out of here.
Get him out of here?
Yes.
You mean just leave the hotel?
Yes.
It's so fucking typical of you to create a problem like this when I finally have a chance to accomplish something. When I really end my work. I could really write my own ticket if I went back to Boulder now, couldn't I? Shoveling out driveways, working a car wash. Have you got that appeal to you?
Jack.
Wendy, I have let you fuck up my life so far, but I am not gonna let you fuck this up.
Service.
Hello, my name is Dick Halloran. I'm the head chef up at the Overlook Hotel.
Good evening, Mr. Halloran. What can I do for you?
Sir, I've been trying to make an urgent phone call up there, but the operator said that the phone lines are down.
Yeah, I'm afraid a lot of lines around here are down due to the storm.
Well, look, sir, I hate to put you through any trouble, but there's a family up there all by themselves with a young kid. And with this storm and everything, I'd sure appreciate it if you'd give them a call on your radio just to see if everything's okay.
I'll be glad to do that, sir. Why don't you call me back in about 20 minutes?
Thank you very much. I'll do that.
All right, sir.
Good evening.
Hi, Lloyd. Been away. Now I'm back.
Good evening, Mr. Torrance. It's good to see you.
It's good to be back, Lloyd.
Butler's pizza.
Hair of the dog that bit me.
Bourbon on the rocks.
That'll do it.
No charge to you, Mr. Torrance.
No charge? Your money's no good here.
Orders from the house.
Orders from the house.
Drink up, Mr. Torrance.
I'm the kind of man likes to know who's buying their drinks, Lloyd.
It's not a matter that concerns you, Mr. Torrance. At least not at this point.
Anything you say, Lloyd. Anything you say.
Sorry, sir. Oh, dear. I made an awful mess of your jacket, sir.
That's all right. I've got plenty of jackets.
I'm afraid it's avocat, sir. He tends to stain.
Avocat, is it?
Yes, sir. Look, I think the best thing is to come along to the gentleman's room, sir, and we'll get some water to it, sir.
Looks as though you might have got a spot of it on yourself there, Jeevesy, old boy.
Well, that doesn't matter, sir. You're the important one.
Awfully nice of you to say. Of course, I intended to change my jacket this evening before the fish and goose soiree.
Very wise, sir. Very wise.
Here, I'll just hold this for you there. Oh, Jeevesy.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Now, let's see if we can improve this with a little water, sir.
All right, I'll just set my bourbon and advocat down right there.
Won't keep you a moment, sir.
Fine. What do they call you around here, Jeevesy?
Grady, sir. Delbert Grady.
Grady?
Yes, sir.
Delbert Grady.
That's right, sir.
Mr. Grady, haven't I seen you somewhere before?
Why, no, sir. I don't believe so. It's coming off now, sir.
Mr. Grady, weren't you once the caretaker here?
Why, no, sir. I don't believe so.
You a married man, are you, Mr. Grady?
Yes, sir. Hmm? I have a wife and two daughters, sir. Hmm?
And where are they now?
Oh, they're somewhere around. I'm not quite sure at the moment, sir.
Mr. Grady, you were the caretaker here. I recognize you. I saw your picture in the newspapers. You chopped your wife and daughter up into little bits. And then you blew your brains out.
I don't have any recollection of that at all.
Mr. Grady, you were the caretaker here.
I'm sorry to differ with you, sir. But you are the caretaker. You've always been the caretaker. I should know, sir. I've always been here. Did you know, Mr. Torrance, that your son is attempting to bring an outside party into this situation? Did you know that? He is, Mr. Torrance.
Who?
A nigger.
A nigger?
A nigger cook. Your son has a very great talent. I don't think you are aware how great it is, but he is attempting to use that very talent against your will. Mr. Torrance, a very willful boy, a rather naughty boy, if I may be so bold, sir.
It's his mother. She interferes.
Perhaps they need a good talking to, if you don't mind my saying so. Perhaps a bit more. My girls, sir, they didn't care for the Overlook at first. One of them actually stole a pack of matches and tried to burn it down. But I corrected them, sir. And when my wife tried to prevent me from doing my duty, I corrected her.
Rangers first, and then tell them that we're coming so that they can start searching for us in case we didn't make it. But if Jack won't come with us, I'll just have to tell him that we're going by ourselves. That's all there is to it.
Are you receiving me? read me? This is KDK1 calling KDK12. KDK1 calling KDK12. Are you receiving me? This is KDK1 calling KDK12. KDK1 calling KDK12. Do you read me? KDK12. Are you receiving?
Good evening, fire service.
Hello, this is Dick Halloran again. I called a while ago about the folks at the Overlook Hotel.
Oh, yeah. We tried to contact them several times by radio, but they didn't answer. Now, maybe they got their radio turned off or they're in a place where they can't hear it. If you'd like me to, I'll be glad to try them again later on.
Oh, that's very nice of you. I'll call you back later. Bye. What time will we get to Denver?
We're due to arrive at 8:20, sir.
Thank you very much.
Durkin's Garage.
Hello, can I speak to Larry?
Speaking.
Hi, Larry, this is Dick. Dick Halloran.
Dick, how you doing? How's the weather down there?
I'm not in Florida, Larry. I'm calling from Stapleton Airport.
What the hell you doing down there?
Well, I just got in from Miami, and I got to get up to the Overlook today. What's the weather like up there?
Well, the snowplows are keeping things moving in town, but the mountain roads are completely blocked.
That means I'm going to need a snowcat to get up there, Larry. Can you fix me up with one?
What's the big deal about getting up there today, especially in this kind of weather?
Larry, just between you and me, we got a very serious problem with the people who are taking care of the place. They turned out to be completely unreliable assholes. Allman phoned me last night, and I'm supposed to go up there and find out if they have to be replaced.
How long is it going to take you to get up here?
Oh, about 5 hours. I'm going to rent a car here at the airport.
Okay, Dick, I'll take care of it.
Oh, thanks a lot, Larry. I really appreciate that.
That's all right. Drive carefully.
Well, good morning. You're with Hal and Charlie on Radio 63, KHOW Denver. And, Charlie, we have what you call your bad day out there.
What you call your heavy snow. Snowing hard throughout the Denver metro area. Many of the mountain passes, Wolf Creek and Red Mountain passes, are already closed. And the chain law is in effect right now at the Eisenhower Tunnel.
I guess so. We just heard from the news department, Charlie. Only a few of the flights are still landing out at Stapleton International Airport. And with these early storms like this, I guess the entire airport will probably be closed within the hour.
Yeah, they're just not prepared. The storm will continue throughout the day, and the National Weather Service has declared a stockman's and traveler's advisory for all areas outlying the Denver metro region. Get the cows in the barn.
There you go. Many businesses...
Listen to me for a minute, will you? I'm just gonna go and talk to Daddy for a few minutes. And I'll be right back. Now, I want you to just stay here and watch your cartoons, okay? Okay, huh?
Yes, Mrs. Torrance.
I'll be back in just about 5 minutes. I'm gonna lock the door behind me.
Here in the middle of this incredibly visual work, which we're listening richly to the audio, here is the sequence which becomes words on screen. And that is, this is where we see the writing project that Jack said earlier he was outlining. All work and no play makes Jack a dull boy. This extended sequence with all the permutations on the page. This is the purest look into sheer madness. This is exquisite. And this is terrifying. And people say this movie's slow and it's not scary. And this is a masterpiece of modern horror.
Like it.
How do you like it? What are you doing down here?
I just wanted to talk to you.
Okay. Let's talk. What do you want to talk about?
I can't really remember.
You can't remember?
No. I can't.
Maybe it was about Danny. Maybe it was about him. I think we should discuss Danny. I think we should discuss what should be done with him. What should be done with him?
I don't know.
I don't think that's true. I think you have some very definite ideas about what should be done with Danny, and I'd like to know what they are.
Well, I think maybe he should be taken to a doctor.
You think maybe he should be taken to a doctor?
Yes.
When do you think maybe he should be taken to a doctor?
As soon as possible.
As soon as possible.
Jack.
You believe his health might be at stake?
Yes.
You are concerned about him. And are you concerned about me?
Of course I am.
Of course you are. Have you ever thought about my responsibilities?
Oh, Dick, what are you talking about?
Have you ever had a single moment's thought about my responsibilities? Have you ever thought for a single solitary moment about my responsibilities to my employers? Has it ever occurred to you that I have agreed to look after the Overlook Hotel until May the 1st? Does it matter to you at all that the owners have placed their complete confidence and trust in me and that I have signed a letter of agreement, a contract, in which I have accepted that responsibility? Do you have the slightest idea what a moral and ethical principle is, do you? Has it ever occurred to you what would happen to my future if I were to fail to live up to my responsibilities? Has it ever occurred to you? Has it?
Stay away from me.
Why?
I just want to go back to my room.
Why?
Well, I'm very confused. I just need a chance to think things over.
You've had your whole fucking life to think things over. What good's a few minutes more going to do you now?
Stay away from me. Please. Don't hurt me.
I'm not going to hurt you.
Stay away from me.
Wendy?
Stay away!
Darling, light of my life, I'm not gonna hurt you. You didn't let me finish my sentence. I said, I'm not gonna hurt you. I'm just gonna bash your brains in. I'm gonna bash them right the fuck in.
Stay away from me. Don't hurt me.
I'm not gonna hurt you.
Stay away from me. Stay away. Please.
Stop swinging the bat.
Stay away.
Put the bat down, Wendy.
Stop it!
Wendy, give me the bat.
Please! Stay away!
Give me the bat.
Stop it!
Give me the bat.
Jack!
Stop swinging the bat.
Please stop!
Give me the bat, Wendy.
Stay away!
Wendy!
Stop!
Give me the bat.
Stop it!
Give me the bat. Ah, God damn!
Hey, wait a minute. Hey, what are you doing? What are you doing?
Here and I'll forget the whole goddamn thing. It'll be just like nothing ever happened.
Wendy, baby, I think you hurt my head real bad. I'm dizzy. I need a doctor. Honey, don't leave me in here.
I'm gonna go now.
Wendy?
I'm gonna go now.
Wendy?
Yes?
You got a big surprise coming to you. You're not going anywhere. Go check out the snow cat in the radio and you'll see what I mean. Go check it out. Go check it out. Go check it out.
Wendy?
It's Grady, Mr. Torrance. Delbert Grady.
Grady? Grady. Grady, Hello, Grady.
Mr.
Mr. Torrance, I see you can hardly have taken care of the business we discussed.
No need to rub it in, Mr. Grady. I'll deal with that situation as soon as I get out of here.
Will you indeed, Mr. Torrance? I wonder. I have my doubts. I and others have come to believe that your heart is not in this, that you haven't the belly for it.
Just give me one more chance to prove it, Mr. Grady. That's all I ask.
Your wife appears to be stronger than we imagined, Mr. Torrance. Somewhat more resourceful. She seems to have got the better of you.
For the moment, Mr. Grady. Only for the moment.
I fear you will have to deal with this matter in the harshest possible way, Mr. Torrance. I fear that is the only thing to do.
There's nothing I look forward to with greater pleasure, Mr. Grady.
You give your word on that, do you, Mr. Torrance?
I give you my word.
Red rum. Red rum! Red rum! Red rum!
Stop it!
Red rum!
Danny!
Red rum! Red rum!
Chin. Then I'll huff, and I'll puff, and I'll blow your house in.
Anybody here? Hello? Hello? Anybody here?
Daddy! Daddy!
This is Al Boley with the Ray Noble Orchestra, Midnight, the Stars and You, the theme in the film. This didn't appear on the soundtrack album because they couldn't get the rights to put it on the album. As the camera goes into the picture, what Kubrick did is he took a real picture from the 20s and he airbrushed Jack's face into it. He tried to get actors to stage the photograph, but they never looked right to Kubrick, so he just put Jack into a real photograph. But what does it mean? I mean, the picture is right in the main hall. If the characters were there, they'd see the damn thing. There's no way they wouldn't. So if that was there the whole time, or did Jack end up in... when he died, when he's frozen, did he just end up in here? The Overlook Hotel, July 4th ball, 1921. The film is actually specific. I mean, it's not too much, but both the novel and the film take place in the year 1975. The novel came out in 1978, and Kubrick's film in 1980. No matter how many times I experience this thing, it continues to haunt and renew itself again and again. Isn't that what great art is? You know? And like I say, I think almost everybody has seen it. I mean, I did have one of my listeners tonight said he'd never seen it. But that was my friend Alan, and he and I went to the Kubrick exhibit together, and I know he at least saw some of The Shining there. This has been an unusual chill room. Just the sound of a movie and some information. I guess we expand what we do, huh, for the chill room? Louise said that she had it running on computers through the house, so... Wherever she went, the sound was, so it echoed through her entire house. Now that's fucking cool. The sound of a ghost orchestra. Anyway. It's been an interesting experience tonight here. Here's a... In the scene with Delbert Grady, and remember, you know, it's Delbert Grady. This played in the background. This is Henry Hall and orchestra, and a great song called Home. This was the one that ended up on the soundtrack album. And I fell in love with this. I remember I played this in a post-play music at the end of a show, one of my theater pieces when I was living in New York. And I remember one night, after the play ended, it was a hot New York summer night, this couple who were in their 60s, when this song played, started dancing together. Henry Hong and orchestra. It's called Home. And we're saying goodbye to Stanley Kubrick's The Shining. We've been deep in the labyrinth here on killradio.org and The Chill Room. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned. When
be returning home. When the hills conceal the setting sun, stars begin a peeping one by one. Night covers all, and though fortune may forsake me, sweet dreams will ever take me home.